Mr. Miles. It's Marina, Sierra, Priscilla, Podcast 3.
So for this podcast, we just want to talk about different topics that we read throughout the book that we found interesting that we want to bring up right now as a closing to all of our podcasts.
In the beginning of the book, it was like there was a section that it was about race and how, not race, how people can do better in, can do, not better, like they you expect them to do better in college, but then when they come out, they don't really have a lot of money, and they have to lie and stories about the amount of money they get. And then later on in the book, they talk about how the people of the white race talk about, answer the questions like, that they either be modest about their wage because other people, like, compared to black people, they'll, like, only, they don't want, like, black people to know how much, like, they get or something like that. And they also talk about, like, lunch breaks and between black and whites and how black people have less time for lunch breaks and that. And statistically, I don't know if that's correct or not because of the fact that nobody, like, there's not specifically anybody really timing these breaks and stuff like that, or like in every company. And so why be modest about like what your wage is just because other people's wages are not the same because of their different race and stuff like that. So
something that I found interesting in the book was I mean, I knew that statistics could be misleading, but not really. Like whenever I hear a statistic, I always, or like watch it on TV or something, I always think like, automatically I just think like, wow, that's a big, I don't know how to word it. You know what I'm trying to say?
A harsh fact.
Yeah, like, today in the Mutter Museum when there was like, Philadelphia has the highest rate of people who engage in risky behavior. But according to who, like according to what, where are they getting these people from? Like, I'm still stuck on that. Where are they getting these people from? Who are they sampling? What are their sample sizes? How do we know that, like, they didn't just take, like, 10 people from Philly and then, like, 100 people from Los Angeles? Like, that'll all change your data.
Yeah.
So I was just saying, like, so from the book, like, if before I read the book, I wouldn't have even questioned that. Like, I just been like, wow, that's a lot. But now after reading the book, like, it makes me want to question all the statistics that I hear or, like, read about and, like, wonder what their sample size was or...
Where
this took place or who they surveyed, stuff like that. Like now I have a better I'm less likely to be misled.
Oh, I was gonna say earlier
that your environment can affect your data. Like going back to the high school teens in Philadelphia and how the HIV rate and all of the venereal diseases is high, I wanted to think like in certain areas like North Philly compared to West Philly, compared to Southwest, and how teens from different neighborhoods may have be exposed to these diseases more than others. So like I don't know how they took like how they got a general idea of what teens are exposed to these diseases and how they conducted their data. That's all I thought was interesting from that.
True, true. Well, that's the end of our podcast.
Bye, Mr. Miles.
Bye. Bye.